You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's America's Next Top Model After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's America's Next Top Model After Show.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm Jackie Moran, and this is episode 4 or 5, I believe. Now I'm getting caught up in myself here. 4 of America's Next Top Model, British Invasion. And I'm so excited. I'm losing my track of thought because I have my two favorite co-hosts back with me. The America's Next Top Model all-star herself, Brittany Brower, in the studio. Woo-hoo! Hey, Brittany.
Hey, guys.
And I love that you are holding it down like a true model all by yourself in that studio and looking gorgeous, might I add.
I got this. I got it.
And, of course, my New York representative, Mari Fagel, back with us as well. Welcome, Mari.
Hey, I'm so upset that I missed last week. First of all, Jackie, you did a wonderful job doing it solo with Ronnie. So thank you, Ronnie, for jumping in. But seriously, like, Luis, leaving and storming out like that, all the drama. There was so much I had to say on that episode. But this episode was just as juicy, so that's good.
I know. And ladies, I was like, where are my co-hosts? Because Brittany, especially with your insider knowledge of knowing how this show films and things like that, to have Louise have such a breakdown, before we get into this amazing episode tonight, I do want to just get some quick opinions on that. But it seems Kyle was ready to get the attention herself as well. But Louise, to break down like that, to leave, I was saying basically, and also Tyra's superpower session, between those two things, I feel like you were both kind of dying that you were missing last week's episode, and I'm going to give you a quick chance to weigh
in
on it.
Dying. I could not believe I missed it because I had so much to say about it. But, of course, Tyra with her crazy weird words, as always, Zagalicious, Great to Buy, or whatever these weird names were that she gave the girls, I thought, of course, was just over the top. And then Tyra, I mean, the whole episode felt like it was an advertisement for some thing from Model Land to Harvard to Very.com to Verizon, or was it Virgin Mobile, then to of course, been plugging CoverGirl at one point once again, like during it, how's the CoverGirl makeup working? Like, it was just so many plugs. I thought, what am I watching, like Josie and the Pussycats? Because that's what I felt like, you know, that movie where it's all ads. And then of course with Louise, that girl just cannot take any constructive criticism, and I'm sorry, she doesn't belong on the show if she can't listen to, you know, if someone tells her to do something or they don't like something she's doing. You've got to have thick skin. I mean, the whole show, you're getting critiqued the entire show. It's a competition modeling show. You're judged on everything from head to toe, personality, inside and out. And the fact that she just couldn't handle getting, you know, just told just, hey, stop running. It had to flip out then and cry on set. And then they got kicked off. I mean, I just, you know, or then not kicked off, but then she like walks off the stage while they're just giving her more critique about her kind of breaking down on set. And then I love how she's yelling, I want to go pack my bags, get my bags. I want to go home. Little do you know, girl, you're not going anywhere. You're just going now to what is it when you're not in hell or heaven? You're caught in the middle.
Purgatory.
Thank you, Mari. Purgatory, because that's now where she went. She's not going home yet.
I love it. No, I totally agree. And I knew you'd get a kick out of the superpower thing. And Mari, what was your take on it?
Okay, well, I think the names were, as usual, Dom and Tyra just does these things that are so embarrassing, like Androgyna and Exotica, and, you know, just, like, say exotic. Say you're androgynous. So the titles were stupid, but I still really liked the concept of branding because, you know, we started doing it with your All-Stars last season, and I really liked it. For once, she was doing something, looking beyond the model competition show. It's not enough to win the competition and to be a model. You have to be a brand, and right. Part of a brand is knowing your brand and knowing who you are, and so I like that she is, you know, helping girls with that and saying, okay, like, your brand, you're the girl next door, you're the baby. The only thing that kind of bothers me, and we'll talk about it obviously with this episode, is sometimes she'll brand someone and then her and all the judges will grab onto that word so tightly that if that person doesn't fit that word, then they're going to jump all over them. Like, because, is it Ebony? Is it fitting the word baby? Every single picture she does, they're like, oh, you're too sexy, you're not baby enough. And it's like, what are you talking about? And then they're all of a sudden saying, Kyle, oh, you're so girl next door, you're so girl next door. But then that picture wasn't girl next door. And, you know, so I like that she does the brand. I just don't like that she sticks to brands that aren't authentic so much. Like, I'm going to tell you what your brand is instead of them coming up with that themselves.
Right, because she even said... Yeah, Ebony even said that. Sorry? She goes, I'm sorry, I completely agree with you. And I just think, Ebony even said, I'm not a baby. I don't feel like a baby. Like, what? So that's not her brand. A brand's just not something you look like. It's something that you are inside.
Yeah, right, I think the girls maybe should have chosen it. Because didn't last season, didn't you guys get to choose or no?
Not so much because we are all kind of branded from our original cycle, but that was because we were on an entire cycle that way. Like, I became branded as, you know, Brittany, the party girl, the fun girl, because that's how I was consistently out of all the episodes on cycle 4. Whereas this one, we're only on episode, you know, 3 at this moment or this time when they did the capes and all. So it's only episode 3 and you're branding someone when they're just getting started. So it's kind of like, how can you brand someone a baby or a certain kind of thing when you don't even know really how they are in their pictures yet or the kind of person that they are? That's branding's going to come out once you've given them challenges to kind of see how they, you know, act in certain situations, and that's just going to play out as the show goes on. So I think it's kind of odd to just give them a brand right off the bat and be like, okay, there you go, oh, and you better stick to it, even though you're like, excuse me, huh, I'm not that way at all.
Yeah, so I like the idea of the branding. I just don't like the way that they're utilizing it. And then in terms of Louise, I was just sad because I really thought she'd go so far. I really still think that she is the strongest face out of all the competitors this season. I thought she looked like a beautiful Swedish-type model, and she's such a strong face. And even though she was plus size, she rocked everything. Mm-hmm. She wasn't exactly plus size. But, like, you know, I just really loved her, but her personality really stunk, you know. That unfortunate situation when someone's so pretty on the outside is being so ugly on the inside.
Very, very true. Right.
And that's just the lesson. I mean, no matter how strong your look is, it doesn't matter if people aren't going to be able to work with you in the business. And so you really have to have both sides going on. And if you don't have one, it doesn't matter. The other doesn't matter. And so, you know, that was just a perfect example of her really ruining it for herself. And really leaving a bad impression on the entire, you know, she's not from this country. She's trying to break into this scene. This is the worst thing you could have done for yourself. So she really, you know, I'm still trying to get an interview out of, you know, her reactions. I got some of her tweets, which she doesn't seem to really care, which is just sad because she's just ruining it for herself. But another person who got very close to doing that as well and definitely ruined her personality for me this week with Kyle. It was almost like she knew maybe she wanted the attention this way. I don't know, but Brittany, we'll start with you. What do you think about Kyle's drama this week? I know they say, like, all press is good press, all attention is good attention. I disagree. I think Kyle, really, to me, no matter how strong her photo did come out, she left such a bad taste in my mouth for her that if I were somebody in the business, I'd never want to work with her. These are just girls you don't want to work with. And you can be bold, you can be brave, but there's differences between being positive and someone you want to work with and strong, and being somebody that's just a diva that nobody should ever be a diva, even when you're Naomi Campbell. So I'm curious to know what you guys think on this.
Well, I don't really see so much of a diva coming out in her. I just see someone that, once again, can't, you know, stand the heat. Once again, get out the kitchen, because it's the way it is. She's already, like, getting, like, other girls are kind of saying she's boring or playing, you know, or whatever. They're, you know, kind of getting under her skin. And instead of standing up for herself in that way, she just kind of breaks down and just becomes, you know, kind of a bitch. And now she's, like, threatening to leave and packing her suitcase and, like pouting and, like, causing this whole scene. Either leave or stay. I can't stand that in-between stuff. You know, we all been in the house, or when I was in the house with all the other girls, we all had moments, you know, where just like, oh, my gosh, I can't wait till this competition's over. Like, I don't want to quit, but I just can't wait till it's over. We all said that, where you're just like, come on, I can just see that finish line. Let's just get there. So it's a lot of pressure. You're not able to talk to your family. There's a lot, you know, that often. You can't talk to your friends. You're in seclusion. You're with all these people that you don't know very well. And it is a lot of pressure. And it just kind of shows you the people that can really handle it and the people that can't. And this industry, as you know, is all about pressure. And all about being able to roll with the punches and just be challenge yourself. And she obviously can't take it, because she's threatening to leave. And I'm just like, what are you doing then? Go. And what's
right?
Kinda,
like, who's she really threatening? She's only threatening herself. Like, as if anybody in there is going to be like, oh, Kyle, oh, you know, like Tyra.
Yeah.
Go ahead then. Nobody cares what you do. It's your own destiny that you're learning.
And
nobody wants to sit there and hear it, is kind of my opinion. I had to agree with Candace a lot, was the one to really call her out a few times, I believe. And I had to agree.
It's a competition.
Now,
if someone,
I don't know if you guys can hear me okay.
It's a
can you hear me okay in the studio?
You're breaking up a little bit, but it's not bad. But
okay.
It is a competition, and you know what? No one cares. No one cares. That's the bottom line. Nobody cares. It is a competition. If you want to leave, by all means, please do not let the door hit you on the way out. One less girl you have
you
to worry
what?
About.
I'm going to have to disagree with you. So I know this is surprising, but I'm going to stand up for her here, because the second any girl has some sort of weakness, like, those girls, first of all, were mean to her after she was one of the winners of the, you know, commercial type, like, selling the product. And they jumped on her because she did a good job at it. And then she starts to feel, like, weak, and she has a moment of saying, oh, maybe I want to go home. I don't know. You know, I gave up my college degree for this. Like, I'm giving up my college degree and going to school and getting educated for this. And you know what? I can understand that. And the second she says second of that, everyone jumps on her. Every single girl is saying, you know, then she should leave then. She should leave then. Exactly what you're saying now, Brittany. But you're saying no one cares? I disagree. I think everyone cares. The second she says, I might want to go home, everyone cares. Every single girl's confessional tonight was, Kyle, get out of here. Kyle, we don't want you here. Kyle,
well, that's what I mean.
Kyle, you don't really want to be here? You know, make the way.
Right.
And so she has one tiny moment of weakness, and then everyone jumps.
Yeah,
and this
she
happens
has no,
every season, and it bothers
right.
me.
She has no friends
has
in the
a
show.
Moment of weakness, you just said. Everyone has a moment in the show, you know, when they're taping, they're saying, oh, I don't know if I can handle it right now. But then all the girls jump on the girl who does that.
They
and,
just don't
you
like
know,
her. That's what it comes down to. She's got no friends on the show. Because when I never once went, even my cycle four, when I went obviously a lot further, I never once ever said, I'm going home. I wasn't ever looking for that, like, that handout from everyone being like, no, Brittany, don't. But when I would have moments of weakness, and I would talk to my friend, like back then, you know, Kenya or Christina on my cycle, and, you know, we would be there to support each other and be like, nah, girl, you gotta stick with me. It's you and me at the end. Come on. She doesn't have anyone. They're jealous of her. So there's a lot more better personality that we're not catching on camera, because obviously there's something up there when no one's on her, like, no, she has zero friends and they're all saying go. So what I mean by nobody cares is because nobody cares enough to ask you to stay or to try to get your head back in the game. Nobody cares that there's going to be like, hey girl, you're good. You're fine. Just come on, just shake it off. You're doing good. Your pictures are good. Come on. No one's doing that because something's with her personality that obviously none of the girls like, because I don't know about that part. I don't know this girl, but what I can see is, I mean, there's something there that they don't like, and because it is kind of odd to me that no one's trying to like like even her own teammates push her and getting her head more in the game and trying to stick together as a team. They're like, bye, girl. So that's what I mean by nobody cares, is that it just seems odd to me that no one cares. Like, no one's trying to be like, hey, girl, it's only week three, only week four. Come on, American girls got to stick together. We're the USA. Like, I would think there'd be a little bit more teamwork. This is something I'd even expect maybe on a normal cycle when it's not America versus Britain. You know, that's maybe like, you know, when we're all like, oh, good, go, girl, bye, one less to worry about. But this is weird that even the American girls, even they're turning on her and not kind of helping her along and being like, you're doing good. Come on. I know it all sucks. It's a lot of pressure, but stay with it. So I think that's odd.
Yeah. You know, okay, Mari, I see what you're saying. Can you ladies hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. Mari, I can totally see what your point is I think it's sad when girls don't back each other up. I totally agree with that. I think that happens a lot on this show. But I do see what Brittany's saying, and I'm leaning more towards Brittany because she definitely has something about her that makes me not like her watching her. Like, I'm not feeling bad for her. I'm agreeing with Annalise when she's like, you got to go, because she's just annoying. Like, there's something about her that her moment of
weakness. When you do your impressions, it makes me so happy.
I know.
I knew you would like that, Mari. I did it for you. Since we don't have Angelia this season, I'm going to imitate Annalise. She's my new person.
Yay!
Okay, good.
But, you know, I think she did have her moment of weakness, and I do think the girls did turn on her a little bit. But then she dragged it on for far too long for me, and she came out like who she thinks she is for the photo shoot, and, you know, I do always say, like, show it in the photo shoot, which she did, but this leads me to a new point, which is you can never just have that attitude in this business, even if you're the top of the top, and maybe then it's acceptable. But when you're Kyle on America's Next Top Model Cycle 18, you just can't act like that. And her moment of weakness for me came and went where I would have said, oh, okay, and then she got it together. But she never got it together for me on this episode, at least.
Oh, the challenge?
And I can kind of understand the girl's point because we're going to talk about that challenge now, which I'm really excited to talk about, which is where they had to sell a product, which is all part of branding. She didn't do a good job. If you recall, she did a terrible job. And then the people said they liked her, which I would be frustrated if I were the other girls because she did not do a good job.
She was awful.
And I wonder, you know, how much of that might have been produced, actually, because to be honest, I can't believe that they liked her.
Yeah, it was really bad. She kept saying weird things. And then, you know what? Instead of just going with it, which is what you should do, even if you say something stupid that doesn't really make sense, just own it and just keep going. She didn't. Then she would stop and make a weird face. I mean, she messed up so bad. I definitely did not think I can't believe she didn't get more negative feedback. I thought it was really, really odd.
Yeah, did you think she did well, Mari?
Really awkward, but then everyone just kept saying, oh, she's like the girl next door. So maybe there's something that translates in person that doesn't on camera, because Tyra said she's the girl next door. Those people said she's the girl next door. So I don't know.
Well, let's talk a little more about this challenge, because what I thought was so great about it was the fact that they did bring in real consumers. And the number one thing I said to myself is I hope they really did let them give their true, honest opinions, because the opinions were tough and they were hilarious, because honestly, virtually, besides Annalise, not one of these girls would have ever been picked for a spokesperson job based on what they did. They would have been laughed out the door. And at least if you're going to be laughed out the door, be Ashley and be endearing and funny with the whole toilet paper and the boyfriend thing. I mean, at least she was terrible, but it was also adorable at the same time. But pretty much for the most part, these girls were horrible,
yeah,
I think.
They were. I was watching this episode and talking along with it, doing my own version of like what they should have said. Like, I was shocked that no one had better, like, you know, couldn't come up with anything better for their product. I was like, gosh, some of these are so easy. Like, some of them are like the hairdryer one, or what's some other ones? I mean, there's some really kind of simple ones.
Like hand sanitizer, coffee, trash bag.
Oh, the coffee one is when I was like, coffee one's such an easy thing, you know, like the best, you know, doing the coffee with it not to, that you don't have bad breath. I mean, that would have been such an easy kind of fun one to do. Be like, are you sick of having nasty breath? Well, now you can have your coffee and drink it too. You know, just whatever. Like they could have had so much better things to say and they were so flat.
Brittany, that's why you're an all-star.
Oh, yes.
you just created a great commercial. Mari, what did you think of these girls?
You know that I love Sophie, and I think she's totally adorable. So in my eyes, she never does anything wrong.
I love Sophie.
So I love her. And Annalise has such a cute personality, so I really think both of them did do well, even though I don't care what they're saying. They just have great, you know, Sophie has that great bubbly personality. Annalise has that funny, loud, like, but cute because British personality. The two of them were great. I think that for the most part, the girls could have done something much better with what they got. So some of them got shitty things. Like, what are you going to say about toilet paper?
Yeah.
Without sounding crude.
Right.
Yeah, that's a tough one, which is why it was cute what Ashley ended up saying. Like, it ended up being memorable, at least, in a way.
Yeah.
Not that you would necessarily create a commercial off of that.
Yeah.
But
I think the food one, though, she could have gone.
I love that the real consumers were, like, how hard do you think that would be to hear what they had to say if you were these girls?
It's pretty tough. It's pretty brutal for them to watch it and just honestly say exactly how they think about you and seeing it come straight from the consumer, which I'm pretty used to now with all my top offs. I get such bad negative feedback and good feedback from people that don't agree with me. So I got thick skin on now after all my top model experience with what people have to say about me. And I love it. Bring it on.
Which, by the way, you can watch Topped Off. You can go watch it by going to BrittanyBrower.com, right, Brittany?
Yes, you can. Topped Off. It's my season two, so you can catch up on all the Topped Offs for this season.
Yes, and I'm following it, and I love it.
Yay!
And also, ladies, I was really curious to see how you felt about this week's photo shoot, because for me, I finally felt like it was actually a real photo shoot that you could really get into and get high fashion with gorgeous gowns and flowing wind and big hats. How did you ladies feel about just the idea of this photo shoot?
I loved it. I love the hats. I'm so obsessed with all those hats, like that whole British style, you know, the gorgeous huge hats or the little ones, like very unique and artistic. I'm obsessed with those hats. I think they're so fun. And I love the dresses, and I kind of like that the grunge background for it. Finally, the girls had a really, you know, where they're in it by themselves. I know last week they were by themselves as well, but this one I just felt very glamorous, but also very California dirty. So I was a huge fan of this photo shoot, I have to say. Finally, I'm loving the photo shoot, so I was very happy.
Yeah, I was a huge fan, too, because when I first saw the hat, they flashed these pictures at the royal wedding of Eugenie and Beatrice, who were so made fun of, and those hats were the worst, and I was like, oh, God, this is going to be embarrassing. All the girls are going to be put in silly hats. But it was actually
We were getting a little bit of an echo, so I just wanted to make sure your reception and everything was good on your end. I know you're calling us from New York. Just want to make sure your phone line's good. I know our correspondents are all over the country, but just make sure we're good, okay?
Mara, you were saying such good stuff that we just had to hear it twice. It was just echoing. It was just so good.
All right,
we had to
keep. So basically, I was saying that. Can you guys hear me now?
Yeah, you're perfect.
Okay, so they first flash these photos of Beatrice and Eugenie at the royal wedding, and you know those girls were made fun of endlessly for those hats, that I thought, oh God, Tyra's going to be putting them in dumb, stupid hats. They're going to look so silly. But it actually ended up being a very high-fashion shoot, and I loved it. You know, I thought the dresses, the hats were great, the setting with the dam and the cars, everything was top-notch.
It was very Victoria Beckham hats, not Beatrice.
Yes.
It was like very... Yes. You know, high fashion, loved it. Very high fashion brand.
Yes, absolutely. I think the only thing I could have done away with was Nigel and Jay pulling up together in the car and their faces. But it overall really was
Nigel is a great photographer. I always love when he does the shoots. I think he gives great feedback because he gets the show, he gets the girls. And so we knew we were in for a good one. Now, let's get right into these photos because for me, Asmarie here, we're going to show Asmarie first, but I almost want to talk about Asmarie versus Laura because for me, these were the top two. And Asmarie won best photo. They said she looked like Pierre Cardin, like loved the look and the pose, and I did love it. But for me, I just feel like, I don't know, there's something about Asmarie that, like, these are probably her two best weeks, but I think just as a model, Laura, even though I can't actually stand her off the set, and I'm not one for her personality, she kills it on the set. Mm-hmm. I think Laura should have won this one. I do think Asmarie had a great photo, which you're seeing right now. What did you ladies think of Asmarie?
I actually agree completely with you, Jackie. 100%. So weird. On my way to, while I was driving to work earlier, I was thinking, just still going on thinking about it in my head and thinking, I actually think that Laura probably had a better shot. I love the way she was laying down, that her head, I loved her angles. I love this shot absolutely of Asmarie. I mean, I just figured they were going to be, you know, number one and number two. I kind of was thinking that Laura was going to have it, but this is a gorgeous shot and she actually doesn't look, she looks very feminine yet still, I don't know. I really like her in this picture.
And how about you, Mari?
I'm totally obsessed with her in this shot. And Laura did get number two. I love what Laura did with her body, but she got number two. Asmarie, I think she got number one because it's so shocking to see her pull this off. She looks so feminine and just this like gorgeous, like almost 40s style like woman. And when you see her in person, she's added up. She looks like a man. And you stick this hat and this red dress on her and she looks like just a rabbit.
I love it. Yes, I agree.
Yeah, I think I see what you're saying, Mari. I think it was a strong, not transformation, but just another side of her that she was able to really pull off on camera. So I do get that. But let's also show Laura's now because I really just, for me, I just think it was more unique, I guess. I just, the feel of it, the smoke, the hat, the styling, the way she was able to turn her head like that and still have such a great facial shot where it could almost be a beauty shot at the, like if you zoomed in on that. So for me, just the whole feel of the shot was just more unique. And I, as hard as Asmarie's pose actually is, it doesn't look as hard. This looks like harder to pull off. But believe it or not, Asmarie, and Brittany, you could attest to this, Asmarie's pose was actually harder to pull off than it looks.
Yeah.
But I just love something about Laura's here.
God, now that I'm watching on back-to-back like this, though, I don't know. Asmarie's is, it's so close. I can't decide which one I actually like better. I really can't. Because I look at her there. I'm looking right now at Asmarie, and that red that just pops, and then the red car behind her body like that. And it does almost look like it's fake. Like, it looks like it's almost like a cartoon character because it's so, I don't know. It's a tough one. It's really good.
You know what? It almost might be like the styling taking it a notch over the edge. The red dress, I think, really pulls it, you know, pumps it up a notch.
I think that's what it is. I think in this case, styling helped her win it. You know, she definitely deserved it 100%. The red dress that popped, the red car in the background, the way her black hat, it just all looked amazing.
Yeah. It both really great shots. I'm really happy with both. It's so funny because there's the girl offset and the girl onset. And this is an example of a girl offset, Laura, who whenever I kind of hear her talk, I'm not thoroughly impressed with her. But that's the kind of girl whose personality may not be your cup of tea, but she gets on there and she kills it and mm-hmm. she works hard and she does a great job.
Yeah, I agree.
I like her personality too. She's fun.
I don't know. There's just something about all of these girls in general. I think they represent models very well because I think they don't have, I don't want to say the word class because class is a very touchy word, but I don't think they're representing themselves very well. I feel like if they're watching themselves back, they might learn to control the way they act on camera in front of people. I mean, I think they all kind of need a lesson in a little bit of presenting yourself better as a you're a businesswoman at the same time as being a model, and that's what this whole branding thing is about. I think they all need like a lesson in presenting themselves better. But that's just my take. And there's some other great photos that we don't really have all the photos tonight because there were so many. But feel free to jump in with other girls like Sophie or Annalise or Alicia if you guys have any takes on that. But we do have Ebony because she's somebody who they keep giving a really hard time to. She broke down in the beginning of this episode, and I thought she was going to have a great photo, and I don't think this did her justice when I was watching the photo shoot happen. I thought it was going to be 10 times better than this, and I was disappointed.
I think that she had an incredible pose, and her body in this shot is awesome, but then they zoomed up on the face. Was she the one with the wonky eye, right? And it was like, the reason I can't remember if she's the one with the wonky eye, because a lot of them, when you see them from afar, they look great, and then you do a close-up, and it's like, oh, God, yeah. What are they doing with their faces?
Yeah, she does have the eye.
But these girls don't know yet how to control the face, a lot of them. So she was the wonky eye, but, I mean, look at that body, though. Look at that pose. When you look at it from afar before you zoom in, I think it's an awesome shot.
Right. Her body does look great. But she kind of bores me. I'm not really into this model. That's why I can't even remember her name half the time. I'm just like, yeah, this one? Okay, this girl. Yeah. I don't know. She's definitely not one of my favorites.
Yeah. I think she's someone there. She's the one that's going back and forth about the sexuality part. And the thing with her is I kind of get what they're saying. She just wants to be sexy. Like, there's just some girls who would just love to be in Maxim every single day and be in a bathing suit and, like, give that sex face. But to be a successful model, you really have to go with other feelings. You have to be multifaceted. You have to be able to transform. Even as Marie is able to transform this week, it's almost like she should be in a bathing suit with her legs, like, more open here. And, like, that's the issue with her. I think that I get what you were saying, Mari, about the branding thing, but she seems to not be able to do anything else, even when it doesn't match the photo shoot, and I think that's her issue.
Like, wouldn't you like to have seen her maybe because she is supposed to be that, you know, young little, like the younger Never 30 or whatever her name is? I feel like she should almost be in this pose with her, you know, her body that looks gorgeous, and maybe have like a nice smile, like kind of like a fun laughing smile, like not just like a smile, but
right.
like a playful smile or something. It's like she's only given this face.
Right. She's not bringing in enough.
She needs to bring the playfulness because that's what they want from her. Right. They want to see more of a younger, playful, and she's definitely not doing that here.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, here we go.
So she's kind of up in the air for me. Now, another one I definitely want to talk about because she, of course, was the center of drama this week was Kyle and her photo.
Yes.
What did you guys think of Kyle, drama aside?
I do like her photo. I can't lie. I do like it. Drama aside, I think the photo is pretty. I think her body looks nice. Her skin looks great. Her face is, yeah. I mean, I liked this photo. I thought she looked great. She looks so different when she's all made up to me. She looks like a completely different person when she's in a photo shoot.
And Mari, I know you've been a Kyle fan leading into the show. So what did you think of
her? I don't know about Kyle's fan, but I think she's pretty. And I want to stick up for her when all those girls were attacking her this week. And what better way to get back at all those girls attacking you than to just come out with a killer shot and get number 3? And that I thought was awesome. You know, her body looks great. Her face looks great. So that's the duo, Matthew, you know, both her body and her face. And I think she looks awesome. I think she looks really, really great here. And I think she's a strong model, and I think she's one to watch if she doesn't let the pressure get to her.
Yeah, I wish she would just be a little thicker skin. I wouldn't actually have a problem with her. Even if all the girls were making fun of her and were kind of being a bitch, I wish she kind of would have rose above it and be like, all right, well, we say who's had, like, you know, top 5 photos every single week, so y'all better watch what you're saying. You know what I mean? Like, defend herself a little bit more. Instead, she just lets it get to her and she breaks down and she said she's going to leave. Why are you going to leave because a bunch of haters are talking, you know, like, just trying to, they're trying, they know how to get to you and they are getting to you, so why I wish she wouldn't do something like that. She'd stand up for herself and just keep getting these great photo shoots and looking great, what she's doing right here in this blue dress that she is working out on that red car, and own it and just be like, well, whatever, you guys can hate on me all day long, but I end up being, you know, in the top 3-4 every single time at panel. Today she was top 3, or this episode she was top 3. So I just wish she would just grow, get a little bit of thicker skin, grow some balls.
Exactly. Like, for me, if she were in that photo shoot in the morning, instead of being in that hair and makeup chair and having the scene of her being like, I don't know if I'm going to go home, I don't know if I'm going to go home. See, that's not a moment. That's a way too long extended moment for me. That morning, she should have been in the makeup chair being like, you know what? I had a weak moment, but I'm ready to come back and show what I got. But she wasn't doing that. She even still walked into the set in a huff. So that's what I'm saying about the personality thing. But that aside, she's here because of that photo. Look at that photo. It's a great photo. It could be in a magazine. I can definitely see her working in the real world if she works on her attitude. And so she's just got to get it together. Luckily, she's got another chance. I think it seems that the panel didn't really even know what was going on until Candace said something in judging, whether that's the case or not. But so I'm curious to see how she goes from here. But needless to say, she had a great photo.
Yeah, I think she was almost using it as a crutch, too, almost like, all right, if I suck at this shoot and I don't get the photo I want, then I'm going to blame it on because I'm ready to leave anyway. Like, almost like right. Holding on to that and using that as an excuse. And then she did really good. And now, look, she's saying she didn't walk off the stage like Luis did the week before. Now she's on the, you know, I'm sure she's happy she got top three photo. So
right.
I think that sometimes people, they use that as a crutch, like act like in a bad mood. And if it sucks, then, oh, it's just because I was wanting to leave anyway.
Right.
What
now,
other photos
the whole
do we have?
Two girls in between the top and the bottom. To me, nobody really pulled it out in a standout way for me. But ladies, feel free to mention anybody that you want. But I wanted to get right to Simone and Candace, who were the bottom two. And Simone has really been really cutting it close for a couple of weeks now. Another poor photo. Another example of a girl with a great body that they want to show that, and I don't think she knows how to work with herself. I really, and
she
that has nothing to do with her size. You could be a size 2, a size 22. There are girls that know how to move their bodies and use their bodies in photo shoots, and girls that don't, and she does not. Now, they saved her thinking that she's going to learn. I don't know. I'm, you know, so far, she really needs somebody to show her because she's not pulling it out, and here's yet again another example.
I don't think she should have been saved this week. I really thought she should go home. I'm just not thrilled with her. I don't think her photo's good at all. I think that looks so, wow, just so not good. Nothing about this photo I like. I don't know why they saved her.
It's a bad photo, but Candace literally does the exact same thing every single week, which is why she needed to go home. Simone, remember, had a strong first week photo, and now she's been fizzling out. I think that she can learn. I think she doesn't know how to own her looks and her body. She pretends to. Like, she gives a lot of personality, like in commercial when she was like, I'm fierce. And she just keeps saying the word fierce, which makes me think that she's insecure and doesn't know what to say. And so it's just like, I'll say fierce, like Tyra. And so I think that she can learn. I think she needs to learn to embrace. But I'm so glad Candace went home because, boy, is she boring. Literally same exact face.
Same face.
Every single
oh,
time.
My gosh. It is such a joke. And I love that she said, I'm glad that Nigel's taking the photo so he can see that I can work it out in front of the camera. And so he'll have my back in judging. Little did she know. No, he did not have your back at all. He thought you did not give him anything. And she didn't. She didn't even give him different movements with her body. I mean, her face was frozen. It's like she had 100 units of Botox in her face and didn't move one muscle. It's like she didn't even give one, like, kind of smiling, kind of laughing, kind of serious. I mean, she gave nothing except that same face.
Absolutely. And you know what's interesting, ladies? After seeing the one after the other, Simone and then Candace, I have to say, Candace actually, even though as weak as Simone is, Candace is even weaker because you just look at her again. She's stiffer, Candace. She doesn't give anything in her face. She's done this every week. Simone is like a notch above her, just as bad, just like has this little notch up on her. And so actually now looking at these again, great styling, great gown. Great opportunity, missed opportunity, and you know what? I'm kind of agreeing that she should have gone home.
Bye, Candace. Bye, girl.
We're very warm-hearted here. You know, we're models here, too. So we know how to be tough, just like the rest of the gals. So you got to get used to it.
Hey, I've been eliminated twice.
I'm not a model.
I've been eliminated.
No, that's true.
The common lay people's opinion.
That's good, though. We are very well-rounded here on AfterBuzz.
I've been kicked off twice, off-top model.
I'm 5'1", so hopefully I represent the non-runway walkers.
Yes. Well, I was saying
it's good.
That
we're very well-rounded, and we love your opinions. Yes. You should tweet us all, by the way, at Mari Fagel, Brittany Brower, and Jackie Moran. We love hearing your opinions, too, and we love reading them on air when you do tweet us. But, guys, I want to definitely talk about a little bit of gossip, a little Louise leftovers, and our predictions. So why don't we go to a quick commercial, and we'll be right back.
Perfect.
After Buzz TV.
Hi, I was once like you. A lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And, like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzzTV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzz TV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different aftershows, from Boardwalk Empire to American Idol to Vampire Diaries to Real Housewives and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV aftershows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about? AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, guys. Well, we saw Kelly Catrone's quickie video last week in response to Louise's actions, and she was also blasting her to Life and Style magazine, which we have for you now. She said, Louise was completely inappropriate and ignorant on set, and I asked her to calm down. She ran off and shut down our shoot for 2 hours. She threatened to physically abuse me. That's not a fight, that's a tantrum. And as far as a threat for Watts from Catrone, she said, she better watch out because I run with wolves. I have an army of PR girls that will take her down. Some strong fighting words from Kelly Catrone. That is not too surprising, though,
is
it?
You don't want to be on her bad side. She's an idiot.
Catrone went on to say that this is one of the best jobs I've had in my life, but don't expect her to tone it down, guys. She joked, I'm going to need a bodyguard next season, so it sounds like it's only going to get tougher. But Kelly Catrone, you know, this was not made for TV. They're definitely in a real life feud. I don't think they want to cross each other on the street.
Yeah.
Yeah, I disagree with Kelly Catrone. She's not someone that you want to mess with, because then that's going to be really hard to book gigs in America.
She's huge in PR. I mean, that is one person you do not want on your bad side. I mean, Louise is just an idiot. I mean, way to piss off the wrong people.
And Kelly Catrone's, like, showing her muscle with this. And I like it, because that's what Louise should be hearing. She should know there's a consequence for acting like that.
Right.
So that is our news and gossip this week, guys.
Can I just say something really quick?
I'm still waiting to get some Louise interviews for you. But as of her Twitter, with her middle finger in the air, she doesn't seem to really care still. But oh well. More drama, more ladies to talk about. Let's get into some predictions.
Hey, really quick, how funny is this?
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Tell me if you guys agree with this. I just got a tweet that says, hey, Brittany, you look like Kyle from ANTM Brit Invasion. What?
I don't know about that one.
I don't think we look alike
at all. What do you think,
Mari?
Dark hair.
I don't see it, but, I mean, whatever. Just thought I'd get your thoughts on that.
Well, that's good. I mean, if they like Kyle, hopefully it's a compliment. But I'm thinking if anybody rings true to you from a former top model past, it would be Janice Dickinson, of course. I know you get that all the time.
Oh, yes. So what
but
are your predictions?
Anyway, ladies, what do we think, speaking of Kyle, where do we think she's going to go from here? What do we think is going to happen next week? There's Toronto Fashion Week, and there's a maple syrup photo shoot, which, by the way, guys, this was the episode that I was on the set for. So I actually got to watch this elimination live, at least a part of it. So that'll be interesting to watch it and then give the live version as well. What do you ladies think about next week?
Well, I'm just hoping that Kyle pulls it together, because I think she's going to be good. And like the, for as far as a model, she is good. I want to see a different personality. Hopefully, maybe some confidence in her, something different than what she's giving now. And that's really kind of all I have to say about next week. I mean, just can't wait to watch and see.
Yeah, I always love when like Fashion Week stuff comes into play and the girls have to walk and that whole side of it. So I'm curious to see that. What do you think, Mari?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm curious to see why Laura has such a tough time on the runway, because from the clip I thought she looked good. Sophie, she was rocking the runway, and you know I love her. So I want to see how they each do the runway walk. And the maple syrup, even though it seems really messy and sticky, looks like it has potential to be a really cool shoot. So I'm excited to see it, you know, come to life.
Absolutely. I can say from a few photos that I saw flash up on the screen that day, I can't reveal anything, but I definitely think you're going to get some interesting shots. I'll say that much. And as well, Sophie for me is kind of emerging as one that I really like to watch. I'm with you on that one, Mari. So we will see how it all plays out next week. Until then, follow us all on Twitter, Brittany Brower, Mari Fagel, thank you so much. I'm Jackie Moran, and check out BrittanyBrower.com, Topped Off.
Yes.
And until next week, we'll tweet with you, and we'll see you then.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. AfterBuzz TV.